The Prime Minister, Bill English, is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Do you feel sorry for Andrew Little?
Oh, no. Look, he's in the business of politics. They're struggling a bit. I think the problem really is for this election that even with the Labor Party doing badly, the Greens on their policy problems over welfare and New Zealand First promising everything to everybody, could form a government. On that poll last night, the current government would lose the election. And so we've got a lot of hard work to do over the next 2 months because we have to get our support up.
Well, you say that. This is a couple of interesting things. Everyone assumes that New Zealand First would go with Labor. The one time they were in government, they went with you guys. Why wouldn't you be backing yourself to go with them?
Well, because we'd be better off to have a strong, stable government with a higher level of support for National. New Zealand First have gone with National. They've gone with Labor. There's a fair bit of history there. Neither of them were particularly successful. So we'll be focusing on getting our support up.
Having said that, you're on 47, which is steady. That's all you've ever really ever been on. I mean, and after 9 years to look to get it above 47 is defying gravity, isn't it?
Well, look, it's a big challenge, but if we want the choice after September 23rd for New Zealand to be able to continue on a sensible, strong economy path with the success that goes with that, then it's pretty clear from watching the opposition parties over the last couple of months that they can't be part of that. And so we've got to get out there and do the work so New Zealand has that choice.
Is your polling reflecting the One News polling last night? You're seeing the same trend that Labor's seeing, that TV1 is seeing?
Oh, look, Labor have been struggling for a while in all the polling. Theirs wouldn't be any different. And it's for, I think that there's such an odd mixture there. I mean, Labor don't really have any new policy much. The Greens have now got welfare with no responsibility. And New Zealand First policy is everything. They'll do everything for everybody, wherever. And none of that makes sense. So that's why. But they can still be the government.
Yes, so they can.
That's an important thing for people to understand.
Matthew Hooton wrote in the NBR on Friday, there's apparently floating around an interesting trend that sees Labor trend down by election day to 20 and New Zealand First up to 20. Do you see that as a possibility? Does your polling show anything like that?
Well, look, you can speculate about that. It's hard to see that New Zealand First would have just that much appeal. I mean, Labor are a strong, they're basically a strong brand. They just don't, you know, they've just got their own problems right now. Again, our answer to any of those problems and questions is to get our support up, because come September the 23rd, it can be pretty straightforward. Either the election's decided then because we've got enough support, or as I think Mr. Peters has said, the election will be decided when he's ready, which is on October the 12th, apparently. I don't know why he's picked that day. But we thought the voters had something to do with it. That's not his view.
You'd be pleased then with the Herald ZB poll over the weekend that indicates the economy's far and away the biggest issue, and you would back yourself, presumably, on the economy.
Yeah, look, I'm not surprised. The economy is going pretty well, particularly compared to other countries, and when you have sustained economics growth without the distractions of all the silly things you could see that can possibly happen in politics, and you're seeing that happen in a lot of overseas countries, quite complicated politics that are a real distraction from good policy. If we can stay on the path with sustained success, spread the benefits of that growth right across the community, you're going to continue to see some really significant gains over the next 3 to 5 years.
One of the things we saw in the poll last night was Gareth Morgan's doubled his support from 1 to 2. Call it. Do you reckon he gets 5% by September 23?
Oh, look, it's a big task. I mean, he'll be, I think, from what I can see, he's going to be spending more than anybody else on trying to achieve that. That's up to him. I think the Conservatives last time got to about 4.7. And they spend a fortune getting it. Look, that's up to him. He's taking, seems to be mixing votes around New Zealand First, Greens and Labor. We're just focusing on us. I don't think he's getting too many votes from National.
Speaking of Winston Peters, he was claiming last week you're going to flick Transpower. True or not?
No, that's not true.
At all, full stop, line in the sand.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, ETS, the Environment Commissioner came out and said they want you guys to get together, cooperate, put the ETS into law. She thinks it's going to happen. Is she deluded?
Well, look, our policy is to proceed on the basis we're going down with the emissions trading system. You know, passing a law doesn't change economic reality or public opinion. The fact is that we've got a different sort of emissions profile than other countries like Britain, where they use this legal mechanism. Our targets are clear, the mechanism's clear. We don't see the need to go down that path.
Do you read books?
Oh, I do, sometimes when I get time.
What was the last book you read?
The last book I read was actually about China.
And what was that called?
I can't remember the name of it. It was all about the Cultural Revolution.
And when did you read it?
With China. When did I read it? Oh. I read it in snatches on the plane and occasionally at night before I go to sleep.
And so how many books a year do you reckon you'd read?
Oh, look, I wouldn't count them. It wouldn't be a large number, Mike, because I spend so much time reading. I do an awful lot of reading,
yeah, exactly.
But not many of it's in the form of books.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it was just that book survey. Anyway, good to see you, Bill English. The book survey that came out last week that said 400,000 of us don't read a book in 2016. And I would have to say, and he would be a typical example, he'd read, but would he read a book? And the only reason, I've got to be honest, I think the only reason I would have read books is because I'm interviewing people and they're largely biographies. So does that make me ill-informed?
Do we need to encourage more New Zealanders to interview people?
Well, maybe they do. Maybe there's got to be an incentive to read the book beyond just reading the book. I wonder if time has killed the book reading. I mean, you can't blame a Prime Minister for not reading many books, can you? But it's an interesting number. For basically 10% of us didn't read a book last year.